Hey guys, it's Sunnydale Bound, of course. Obviously, you saw my name. And, jeez. I am here doing your heavy metal lover's questionnaire. His walk of shame questionnaire, actually. And the questions are super fun. And I so dug it. So let's just jump right in, shall we? Number one, tell us about your first time having sex. So I was a very horny girl, and I was at the point in my life where I just did not care about societal's ideals of what virginity meant, because I had been actively having phone sex and cam sex and cyber sex and just all these things, and I was just so horny all the time. And finally I was like, you know what, fuck it. So I went on OkCupid and I met this guy, and we talked for like a week, and we exchanged pictures, and we talked on the phone, and finally, I was like, you know what? I'm horny, let's meet up. And he's like, what? I was like, yeah. So we met, we met at a public place. We wandered around and talked for about 10 minutes maybe. And I was like, all right, he doesn't seem like a creep who's going to kill me. And so I was like, all right, we should go back to your place. And so we did. And he... I wasn't on birth control, and that was my first time giving head. He did not come, and it was my first time getting fingered, and it was my first time having anal sex, and I didn't come. He did. That was nice, I guess. He was very attentive to certain parts of my body, but I didn't come the first time. And we met again a few more times after that. I've actually mentioned him in other audios. The three night stand. Technically, I think it was four, but whatever. But yeah, it was fine. I didn't mind. I had fun, even though I didn't come at all. Basically, we kissed goodbye and I left right away. I got dressed. I was like, all right, okay, see ya. Text you later. He was like, okay, bye. And I like texted him the next day and we talked. And then basically we hooked up the next night, and I was like, all right, so I know you're aware I didn't come. And he's like, yeah, I noticed, but you left too quick. I was like, yeah, well, you were done, and I didn't know how you were gonna handle that, so I made sure that he made me come before anything happened. So anyway, he took care of me the second time, once I basically laid down the law. So that's my first time. Number two, if you had the genitals of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? First and foremost, I would masturbate. I want to know what it feels like when a dick comes. I know the outer experience, but I want to know what it feels like for that twitching, that throbbing, that pulsing. Like, I want to know, how do the balls feel when that climax happens? I want to know. So I would masturbate. I'm sure that's everyone's response. The next thing I would do would be probably find somebody to have sex with, and see how that went, because I know that I have a high libido and that I can come several multiple times back to back. And I know a lot of guys have, or people with dicks have problems with that. And so I want to know, like, given my mindset, like, if I had a dick, how long would it take me to recharge? So, yeah. Number three, have you ever gotten caught listening to GWA in public? No, I don't listen to GWA in public because I don't torture myself like some people. I don't understand how people can do that. It boggles my mind. Like, when I get horny, like, I get horny. Like, I can't not take care of it. Like, I don't know. And especially these audios, man. They're so good. So I've never listened in public. I think I might have once at school before I graduated. But I haven't gotten caught. I think I listened to one while I was waiting for, like, the shuttle to come. But it was, like, I think it was a Pillow Talk audio, so oops. Anyway, so no, I haven't. Number four, what's the most you've done in public sexually? I've had sex at a lake, like, in a vehicle at a lake. It was at night, but there were cars driving around and headlights hitting us, and it wasn't cops, so that was good. So sex, public sex at a lake, that's about it. And I guess in a driveway before. Not mine, not his. I don't know whose it was. Anyway. Number five, what's the most embarrassing thing you've done while your family was around? Lots of things, but I'm assuming this means, like, sexually? I don't know. I've talked about phone sex before in front of, like, my brother and his friends. I don't know. That was probably the most embarrassing thing I've done while my family was around. Well, also, I got caught having phone sex once. I was coming and somebody opened the door. I was like, are you okay? I was like, yep. Yep, thought you were asleep. Good night. And the guy on the phone started laughing, and it was good times. Number six, what is a fantasy you're least likely to share on a first date? Jesus Christ, all of them. I don't know. I'm not really super big on sharing kinks. I'm pretty private about it. It takes me a while to open up that aspect, that side, I guess, of me. So, yeah. What's the biggest faux pas you've committed on a first date? Well, I offered to split the bill, and he took great offense to that. And he basically, like, whatever. And I was like, okay. So then I left, like, a big tip. And he, like, was super mad about it. So apparently I offended him. Number eight, what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you on a first date? Honestly, nothing. Like, I don't have very many first dates. But, I don't know. I guess having... Sorry. It sounded like someone was at my front door. I don't know, I guess having sex for the first time and not getting to come. Sad. Number 9, what's your silliest sexual experience or most shameful, embarrassing? I don't know. I was with a guy, and he was very gentle with me, and I kept urging him to be a little more rough, a little rougher with me. And then finally I just decided to, like, try and take matters into my own hands. And I, like, shoved him off of me. And when I went to climb on top, my knee missed the side of the bed and I fell off and I hit my head on my side table. And, yeah, that was embarrassing. But, I mean, I still climbed back up and fucked him and came, so not too bad. So, that was the last question. I had a lot of fun with this one. So, thank you, your heavy metal lover. Yeah, so, that's it. I hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble on and on and on and on. And I love you guys, and I look forward to talking with you later. Bye.